Message number 824. The truth will free you. Lies will destroy you. Sunday, June 23, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, how my heart breaks for the suffering of my poor beloved servants who now begin to see the confusion which is being presented within my church. To them I say this. Stay and do what you must do to serve me under the roof of my church. Remain firm to my teachings. Do not accept new and so-called theological explanations as to who I am, what I did for humanity, or how I will return to claim all God's children who accept my mercy. Trust only in my holy word given to you through my apostles and in the most holy Bible. Anything which differs from the holy sacraments or what you have been told about the need for redemption, do not accept it. I am the truth. You have been given the truth. Only the truth can save your souls from damnation. The truth will free you. Lies will destroy you. I solemnly promise each of you, my precious sacred servants, extraordinary graces in order to persevere in the face of persecution, as your faith will be tested to the limits if you recite this prayer. Crusade Prayer, 110, for priests to remain true to your holy word. Oh my dearest Jesus, I beg you to keep me strong and courageous so that I can defend the truth in your most holy name. Give me the grace I need, I implore, to give testimony to your holy word at all times. Enable me to withstand the pressures to promote untruths when I know in my heart that they offend you. Help me to remain true to your holy word until the day I die. Amen. To my sacred servants, I have one more word of caution to give you. You must defend the gift of reconciliation and recognize that only those who seek remorse for their sins and accept me, Jesus Christ, as the key to their salvation will join me in paradise. Your Jesus.